After dental implants, my body felt completely different, and it set off this crazy snowball effect that I never expected.
Tony had dental struggles since childhood, and getting dental implants did solve his smile, but he didn't expect the impact they would have on his health. So today he's here to share the three biggest changes he experienced after his procedure.
And the last change blew my mind, and you're gonna wanna hear it.
All right, Tony, let's dive in. Well, starting with change number one that you experienced, and that had to do with bad odors. I'm assuming bad odors has to do with your breath, which is something that I think a lot of people experience when they don't have good dental health. Mm-hmm. So what kind of dental issues were you going through prior to dental implants that could have caused your bad breath?
Well, with the overcrowding that I had in my mouth and teeth just starting to grind apart, you know, they were just knuckling up against each other and slowly falling apart, deteriorating. And then, you know, some bad choices that I made in my late teens and early 20s didn't help either. You know, I did brush my teeth, but just the cavities never went away. The overcrowding just got worse, obviously, as I got older. To me, it was a typical, normal thing, but I was the only one in my family that ever had this issue. Everybody in my family had great teeth. I was just the one that I had a cyst in my gums. At 12, I had that removed, surgically removed and everything. So I've had my fair share of ups and downs with my mouth.
Sounds like it. Did other people ever comment on your bad breath?
Over the years, yes. I think when you get into your late teens and early 20s, you know, you're hanging out with kids that are either high school or college, and people are pretty blunt. And then if you go out in social settings, you know, people say things that they probably are thinking. And, you know, I had comments every once in a while on bad breath, crooked teeth, you know. So I definitely had I learned to smile and keep my mouth shut so people couldn't see how bad my teeth were. So.
Oh, take me back to that point in your life. How did that make you feel?
It makes you very self-conscious about it. I mean, you can be a in shape athlete, a superstar. You could be smart. And if you just have if you're not happy with looking into the mirror, then you're definitely not, you're self-conscious with yourself in a way that you can kind of describe, but it's just you beat yourself up over something that you have no control over.
Well, prior to our talk today, Tony, you hinted that this problem of bad odor really extended beyond just your breath and became almost a whole body issue for you. And I'm not exactly sure what you meant by that. So share what else was going on back before you got your dental implants with odors.
As a race car driver and as a construction worker, I'm outside quite a bit, and you get hot and sweaty during the day, especially in Arizona in the middle of summer. You're sweating your booty off day in and day out. But most people, you know, you put your deodorant on when you get dressed in the morning and then you decide to go to work. Well, you know, my normal activity was to take a extra shirt or two with me to work. And, you know, my deodorant went with me to work. So it was just, I noticed as I got older and being out more and being more active, just the body odor would go up. And then once I had a few teeth removed and had teeth pulled due to obviously my health with my mouth, I would turn around and all of a sudden, I mean, poof, it would be gone. So it just really taught me a lot of that your mouth and health and your body is reacting to what your mouth is doing.
Wow. So while some people equate poor dental health to bad breath, what you're saying is for you, your poor dental health was not only affecting your breath, but also just your whole body odor.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would notice during certain times in my life to where if my BO went up, I was like, okay, and I'd either have a cavity or a tooth that was decaying. And, you know, you were like, okay, probably need to go have this looked at.
Whoa. So your body odor actually would be the indicator for you that something not great was happening in your mouth.
Right.
Whereas for most people, you would think, oh, I've got a tooth ping. I know something's happening in my mouth. And then maybe notice the bite. For you, it was like almost opposite.
Right.
Wow. Well, did all of these breath and body odor issues really resolve after getting dental implants?
It was instantaneous the next day. So you're going to get your teeth done and you go to have the procedure and you have everything pulled out and everything put in. And it literally, like, you snap your fingers and poof, it's gone.
The bad body odor fairy came into the Nuvia surgery and said, be gone.
Be blessed and smell pretty.
Beautiful smile and beautiful odors. That's crazy. I mean, we joke about it in the moment here, but that's a pretty crazy change that you experienced literally overnight after getting your permanent teeth installed.
Yeah.
Actually, let me take this back a second. You said the next day, did you get permanent teeth like in a very short window for that to have happened?
So my teeth were done in 24 hours. So it was definitely a fast procedure. And, you know, I didn't want to sit around and do the whole implants and get 10 months of looking at if it's going to take, you know, with Nuvia, 24 hours and you're in and out and now you're part of a family that gets brand new teeth in 24 hours. And it's, once you get rid of the infection that you have in your bone, in your gums, it's really wild to see how your body reacts to it.
Well, how did it feel to be out and around people after getting your dental implants, just knowing that you no longer had this bad breath or this ongoing body odor? What was that like?
Definitely a boost of confidence. You get your confidence up and that helps you just kind of stride forward with what you've been kind of holding back for a long time. So, you know, with me, it was with racing. I was always hesitant to try and, you know, push myself to get help in the racing world. And once I figured out, okay, I got a pretty smile, I can go into a corporate office and, you know, ask questions that I normally wouldn't. And I'd always have the fear of, oh, well, I got crooked teeth or bad teeth or missing teeth. I always joke about the hillbilly teeth. And, you know, that was one thing that I was like, they ain't going to give no little hillbilly from Arizona
like a shot
dollars to race for them or give me money to race because I don't have the aesthetic look. So
it was almost like you felt like you were damaged goods is what it sounds like.
Kind of. I was the diamond in the rough for sure.
Well, I can only imagine that having an improvement in, you know, the health of your mouth and having that bad breath and body odor go away, as you shared, I can only imagine that did do wonders for your confidence. So let's talk more about the second change that you experienced after dental implants. And that was a change in your mental health. And to understand exactly the changes that you experienced, let's go back to before getting your new smile. And you were just touching on it a little bit. How did you feel about yourself? Were there moments you avoided speaking to people or meeting new people because of how your teeth looked?
Well, I would say I'm a pretty loud person. Normally, I'm gonna wear bright colors. My race car is bright. I'm a full 100% energy at all times, even though I'm in my mid-40s now. People are like, you act like you're in your 20s still sometimes. I don't know if it's a compliment or not, but, you know, I'll take it as a compliment because I still have more energy than a lot of people. Prior to it, I was a confident person, but I never smiled. Like, that was my picture on my license, on anything. You know, family portraits. Hey, we're all going to get pictures done. There you go. So I was a confident person, but that little bad teeth bug was on my shoulders forever and everything. So it was always there whether I liked it or not. And it was something that you kind of get numb to and used to, and you don't really talk about it. And if people say, oh, you should get your teeth fixed, well, you know, easier said than done sometimes, but with Nuvia, you can get them in 24 hours and it makes it a lot easier.
Well, tell me about the adjusting part. Obviously, you did mention you got your teeth quickly in this 24-hour time frame. But how long did it really take for you to feel comfortable around people and feel like yourself and want to smile and put yourself out there again? Was there a long adjustment period or did that happen quickly?
I would say I was pretty comfortable right off the bat because I've wanted my teeth done for so long. My self-confidence boost was through the roof, knowing that I had brand new straight grade teeth in 24 hours.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. I can't imagine how that helped you not only in your professional life, but your personal life as well. What kind of changes did you experience in your personal life after getting your dental implants in terms of confidence and what was going on?
I think it just kind of unlocked the inner me that I've been wanting to let out for a long time. So it really just enhanced what I knew I had in me with being able to be the confident person in person and not worried about, okay, are they looking at my mouth or are they looking at me? So that was a huge confidence booster instant right off the bat. It really did make a big impact on, you know, being able to push myself in a career that's already looks at your look. Part of the main thing in racing is you can't be just a good driver. You have to be the person, the face of a company that you don't even work for, but you're working with. So it's really, your image it's everything to 99.9% of people in the world. So the mental mindset is a huge booster in, okay, should I, or it's can I? For most people, your mouth is a huge investment. And for me, it was as well. And you have to be able to invest with your health and your future. And your mouth is a major part of that situation. So if you're interested, want to see how much it costs, it's probably cheaper than you think.
My next question for you is, what is the one thing you do now, whether it's eating out more, maybe it's dating, maybe it's taking photos, smiling with your teeth, you know, what is the one thing that you do now that you shied away from before you got your implants?
I would definitely have to say smiling with my teeth showing is a 180 from anything that I've done for 25, 30 years of smiling.
Wow. 25 to 35 years of closed mouth smiles.
Yeah.
Only to have this procedure done and within 24 hours be blessed with having that gift back. What has that done for your mental health and the outlook on your future?
Well, I would have to say for mental health, major part of a lot of people's lives, my life, and I think it really boosted my self-confidence to where I could do things in life and be able to proceed towards things that I probably wouldn't push myself towards. So it was definitely a self-confidence booster for sure.
I really like that you're sharing with us different changes that you've experienced in your health that go beyond just fixing your smile. Obviously, improved confidence. Powerful benefit of dental implants for you, especially since it did make a big difference in your mental health. But there is another area where your dental implants had an impact on your health even more, and that was change number 3, digestion. Let's first talk about what eating was like before getting dental implants. Walk me through what that felt like and looked like for you.
So eating out was I don't want to say constant battle, but it was a constant battle. You always wanted to go where everybody else would want to eat, or you'd eat the softest foods that you knew weren't going to hurt your mouth or break your teeth. And I had broken teeth. I'd broken teeth on steak. I'd broken teeth on pizza. I'd broken teeth on, you know, I felt like I was eating marbles sometimes, but it was definitely a process of learning to go out and eat things that weren't going to screw up part of my habit.
That sounds painful. Was it painful to eat before you got your dental implants?
Yes, it was definitely painful to eat for many years. And I suffered with it internally and externally to where I would just put away the pain and sometimes just hide it from everybody. you're in a battle with yourself quite a bit trying to eat, because I'm a sweets person. I love my sweets. I always tell people I have to refill my sweetness because I burn through so much of it during the day. And
your sweetness, your personal sweetness.
True story. My personal sweetness is just radiates everywhere.
So I need those Reese's peanut butter cups on standby to refill my sweetness. I like that. That's fun. But could you do that before?
No, definitely couldn't. I tried to for a long time, and it always progressively got worse. When your mouth is always having an issue, you're always having an issue. So it's things that, you know, it's a battle that's always uphill. It's never going to get easier until you get the whole problem fixed.
Okay. Well, what changed for you in terms of eating after you got your dental implants? Walk me through what that felt like and looked like for you.
Well, most people think that it's an instant liquid diet, and it isn't. The soft foods you can eat afterwards is not really that rough. A lot of people think it's rough, but it isn't. You know, you taste all the good stuff in the foods. You taste the cheddar, you're tasting the mashed potatoes, you know, in a different way that you haven't seen or felt in a long time. So it definitely affects your taste.
Oh, that's interesting. So you noticed that you could actually taste your food better after removing all your damaged teeth and getting dental implants. Like, food tasted better?
Absolutely.
I like it. I like it. Well, let me ask you this. I know you mentioned pain when you were eating before with your, you know, pre-surgery teeth. Was it painful to eat with your dental implants soon after surgery?
Absolutely not. You would think it would be, but it really wasn't. It was kind of a mind-blowing situation, even for the people that were around me. Were like, hey, what pain meds are you on? I'm like, I'm not taking nothing. I didn't even take an Advil or Tylenol. Like, everything went away, and you're like, I'm good. I'm really good.
So, you're like, I'm good past the mashed potatoes, okay?
I can eat my soft foods, and I'm happy with it, and I'm smiling, and I got pretty teeth. So I was a happy cat for a long time.
Let's go. Okay. So you got your dental implants, you're able to eat soft foods right away. They're tasting better. Walk me through the process of eating once you got to that 4-month mark. And I know the doctor at that point will usually clear you to eat whatever you want. Was that the case for you?
That was the case for me. I was cleared to pretty much go back to my normal way of eating, and it tasted a whole lot better to go out and eat dinner with the family and the friends and not say, can I get the soft foods? No, I'm going to get that steak, I'm going to get that lobster, and we're going to have a good night.
I love it. Tell me all the foods that you really enjoy eating now that you could not eat before your dental implants.
I would have to say steaks are the main thing. When you go to get a good steak, sometimes it can, which it happened to me, break my teeth. So just being able to go out and eat the foods that I hadn't been able to eat for a long time, you know, I have really strong teeth, and it's amazing.
Yeah, the teeth you have now are made of this material called zirconia, which is incredibly strong. And it's crazy to think you went from biting into a steak and being worried about breaking teeth to now being able to eat that steak and literally know that you have these strong permanent teeth in your mouth. Crazy.
Right. Being able to have a strong mouth is a game changer when it comes to wanting to eat something that you haven't been able to eat before for many years.
Let's talk about what those small improvements meant for you in terms of this big change that you experienced. And that's the change in like your digestion and your nutrition. Talk me through how having your new teeth changed that for you.
Honestly, I definitely try to eat more healthy with all this new foods that you're being able to take in that you hadn't before, to make sure that I'm healthier to get to enjoy these brand new teeth even longer.
Did you see any other changes happening in your body as a result of eating better?
Definitely seeing the skin cleared up, along with, like I said before, the BO, but it feels healthier to have all that infection gone, it feels smoother and softer and hair feels better. It impacts you a lot. It is definitely a snowball effect.
Well, did you notice improvements in your energy levels as part of this process as well?
With the boost confidence, the energy level went right with it. And I feel like I went back at least 20 years in an energy boost. So,
okay, I see you.
I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off for a long time.
I like that, though. I mean, they always say you're only as old as you feel.
Absolutely. If you get your teeth done, you're going to be mind blown on how much your body changes and your mindset changes.
You said that it felt like your body could finally breathe after all the infections were cleared out. I heard you say that in a conversation with somebody once. Can you explain that feeling just a little bit more for us?
Just being able to know that the infections were gone kind of brings a relaxing sense of calmness, and it lets your body just kind of like take a deep breath and breathe. And it relaxes you in a way that you're probably going to be pleasantly surprised. And it's surprising when it happens, but it is like a breath of fresh air, because there's a lot of change that comes with getting your teeth done at Nuvia. And a lot of people I know hesitate to do it and push it off for months, when really you just got to go all in and get it done as fast as you can possibly get it done, because it's the change that you've been waiting for. I look back now and I wish I would have gotten this procedure done 15 years ago. It's been life-changing, and I wish I would have done it sooner.
Well, what advice would you give to somebody who's listening or watching and they're stuck in the same place that you used to be? What would you tell them?
I'd get real close and I'd look at them and I'd say, hurry up and get it done. And that's no joke. Like, I wish I could just shake people and be like, stop waiting. It's worth everything that you're worrying about. It's worth that and more to get it done.
If you could feel Tony shaking you through your, he's shaking the camera. For those of you listening to the podcast, he is shaking his computer at home.
Yeah.
And if you're watching this video, I hope you feel him shaking you. There is a link in the description below. There's a free cost guide, and it has a ton of information about the same procedure that you got, Tony. Do you think that would be a great resource for people who want to know more and want to move forward and maybe go for that consultation?
I think if you're willing to invest in yourself the way you want to, click the link below and find out how easy and how affordable it can be. Yeah, Marissa, thank you for letting me come on and just talk a little bit with you on some of the changes and some of the benefits that Nuvia helped me achieve with getting my new teeth.
I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you for joining me. And if this video was helpful to you, leave us a comment. Let us know. Or if you have other questions, maybe for Tony, drop a comment in the comment section. Like this video. Maybe share it with someone that you know who might be considering dental implants. And until next time, keep smiling. Thanks for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, a rating or a review goes a long way in helping others find it too.